Thursday, July 28, 2005. Open a work session on several bills, beginning with House Bill 5163, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5163 is one part of the military veterans benefit package approved for this session. The bill appropriates money for benefit programs that are established or improved on in House Bill 3504.
It's a very good bill and should pass. This bill provides $350,000 to the Oregon Military Department to cover the estimated reimbursements for active military members and certain retirees' cost of hunting and angling licenses. It also provides $165,000 to the Students Assistance Commission for Oregon Troops to Teachers Program to pay tuition for veterans that agree to teach in public or charter schools. It further provides $1,131,000 to the Department of Veterans Affairs, $631,000 for increased education benefits, which goes to $150 per month instead of the current $50 per month, and $500,000 to provide emergency financial assistance to veterans and their immediate families. Additionally, the bill provides a direct appropriation to the Employment Department for transportation needs for veterans who are seeking employment. House Bill 5163 was a blank appropriation bill, and the 4-4 amendment was approved to provide this part of the military veteran benefit funding. The General Government and Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5163 be amended and report out. Do pass as amended, and thank you, Representative Hansen, for starting this for me.
Representative Smith, with strong support from Representative Hansen, recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the -4 amendments. Discussion. Objections. Without objections, so ordered. Senate House Bill 2795A relating to military memorial, Representative Morgan.
House Bill 2795 provides $100,000 in general fund towards the construction of a memorial to Oregon military personnel who died in the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. It also is part of this legislature's military veterans package, benefits funding package. We received a tremendous amount of testimony in support of this appropriation. The memorial will be located near other memorials to Oregon service personnel involved in prior wars by the Veterans Affairs Building. The General Government and Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2795 be reported out. Do pass.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 3108, Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3108, as amended, has four main provisions. The first attempts to assist the Department of Human Services in its effort to resolve issues with the Federal Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services concerning Type A and Type B hospital reimbursement. Two, it allows DHS to adopt rules adjusting timelines for executing managed care contracts. Three, it directs DHS to adopt rules to adjust Oregon Health Plan services to comport with the 05-07 legislative adopted budget. The budget assumes savings from several health service reductions, but these reductions must be implemented by administrative rule. Four, the measure establishes a program within DHS to regulate cross-connections and backflow assemblies that are part of water systems, and it allows DHS to assess fees to support the program. Human Services and Public Safety Committee recommends 3108 be amended and reported out. Do pass.
Representative Hansen recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the -824 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, so ordered. Senate Bill 5632A, Bonds and Other Financing Agreements. Representative Morgan.
Senate Bill 5632 increases the aggregate amount of various types of debt that may be issued by the state. It does not provide expenditure limitation for debt proceeds. That authorization is provided in agency budgets and the capital construction bills. As major projects develop, additional expenditure limitation can be granted by the emergency board. This bill is necessary to carry out identical critical and agreed upon House Budget and Senate Special Budget Committee actions. The bill is being moved at this time to avoid increased costs and other complications that would happen on numerous projects with further delays. It has already passed in the Senate. This bill authorizes dedicated fund obligations and revenue bonds for self-sustaining programs and also provides authorization for pass-through revenue bonds and private activity bonds, which are not liabilities of state government. There are four types of actions that were not agreed to as of July 20, 2005, so they have been left out of this bill. This applies to general fund and dedicated fund obligations for the Department of Higher Education, lottery revenue bonds, and certificates of participation. These bond authorizations will be addressed later in a separate bill. I move that Senate Bill 5632 be reported out, do pass.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Are some of these allowances so we can refinance debt?
Yeah, the answer is no.
Thank you.
Additional discussion? Representative Lockin.
Could you talk with a little more specificity about the $250 million under the Economic Community Development Commission and what the purpose for that request is?
Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Greg Jeffrey. I'm the finance manager with the Department of Administrative Services. That representative, that particular authorization is to finance industrial development bonds that are managed by the Economic Development Department. Those are part of the conduit or pass-through bonds. Those bonds, the state has absolutely no responsibility for providing the debt service payments. Instead, it's the business that has the direct responsibility for those payments.
Okay, good. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you.
Discussion?
Additional?
Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 870B relating to Oregon Project Independence. Representative Richardson.
Yes. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 870 establishes the Oregon Project Independence Fund and directs the Department of Human Services to pay the fund $12 million within the 30 days of enactment of this legislation. In addition, the measure transfers $250,000 from the Senior Property Tax Deferral Revolving Account to the OPI Fund. Monies in the OPI Fund are continuously appropriated to the Department of Human Services for the purpose of funding Oregon Project Independence. Expenditures from the fund in the 2005 through 2007 biennium are limited to $12 million. The bill allows for the expansion of OPI to persons with physical disabilities, but restricts that expansion until there are sufficient funds to serve seniors and persons with Alzheimer's disease, as well as prospective clients with physical disabilities. Senate Bill 870 removes the obligation, beginning July 1, 2007, of the Department of Revenue to repay the general account the amounts advanced to the Senior Property Tax Deferral Revolving Account. Instead, the measure transfers excess funds to the senior, or that are found in the Senior Property Tax Deferral Account into the newly established OPI Fund. Assuming there are excess funds in the Senior Property Tax Deferral Account, this provides a mechanism for ongoing funding for OPI. Your Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 870 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative Richardson recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the -B7 amendments. Discussion? Representative Booth.
I just have to explain that Representative Richardson was the only one allowed to present this because he was the only one who could explain it.
Okay. Additional discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 3504 relating to benefits for performing Military Service. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3504 is one part of the Military Veterans Benefits Package approved for this session. The bill provides benefit programs that were previously introduced in four other House bills. Funding for the programs in the bill is provided in a separate appropriation bill. The bill increases the education benefit program in the Department of Veteran Affairs to provide eligible personnel $150 per month instead of the current $50 per month. It also creates the Oregon Troops to Teachers program in Oregon Student Assistance Commission to pay tuition to veterans attending college who agree to teach in Oregon. Additionally, it creates Oregon Veterans Emergency Financial Assistance Program in the Department of Veteran Affairs to provide emergency financial assistance to veterans and their immediate families. As originally drafted, the bill would have the Department of Fish and Wildlife provide free hunting and angling licenses to active duty military personnel and certain retirees. Your subcommittee approved the Dash 1 amendment, which instead requires the Oregon Military Department to reimburse active members of the armed forces and certain retirees the cost of hunting and angling licenses. The General Government and Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 3504 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the Dash 1 amendments. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Wisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have two questions. Can you define further certain retirees?
It's defined in the bill.
And, I mean, is it disabilities?
There are the amendments that are not the rest of the bill.
Next question, Mr. Chair.
We have staff here who could answer that question.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, certain retirees in the bill, they must have retired within 12 months of the date of getting the license. So recent retirees is probably a better description.
Follow up to that, Mr. Chair.
Sure, go ahead.
So we didn't address the veterans with service connected disabilities?
Not in this one, Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This is provides hunting reimbursement for hunting and angling license for active duty military members and recent retirees. Active duty military includes National Guard members.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You recently retired. 12 months, 2 years?
12 months.
Okay. Follow up. Another question, Mr. Chair. Thank you. Could someone explain to me the Oregon Troops to Teachers program, how much money are we spending for that? Because there's a federal program that pays any veteran that gets out to teach, any retiree. Now, are we talking about people that haven't retired? Or?
This is to provide tuition reimbursement for those who came out of the military, attend college, and agree to teach either at a state charter school or I don't have a direct answer. I can tell you what it provides.
Mr. Chair, my question is that are we duplicating? Are we spending money we don't need to? Because there's a federal program that I have this whole for last year and a half encouraged the Department of Education to use. They supposedly have a FTE that's in charge of that program, and they say they haven't been able to successfully utilize the program. Are we putting money here for an Oregon program when we have a federal program that the Department of Education has not been using?
Mr. Chair, this was an issue we dealt pretty deeply into in the subcommittee, and we made very specific direction to Colonel Caldwell and to the director of the military department that they needed to be coordinating with the Department of Higher Education and with the community colleges to ensure that these programs are collaboratively working together and making sure that traditional financial aid, along with existing resources, along with what's now being presented, are working together to not compete against each other, but to complement each other, and to make sure that gaps are being filled that otherwise would have gone unfilled. And so we delved into this pretty deeply.
Let's make a follow-up comment.
And this was—I appreciate that. And this were these were dollars in addition to the federal dollars that are currently being provided.
I'll just make one follow-up comment or closing comment if I can, Mr. Chair. Sure. I still don't understand. We have a program that ODE runs, and we now have a program that the military department's going to run.
Sounds to me like that the program that ODE runs, being the federal program, that the information is that one will qualify, or if they do qualify, they will receive that. This program will be in addition to that, that they will report to the military department to receive that, the potential of that. Did I state that right?
That's exactly correct.
Subcommittee's opinion in Dallas?
I'd like to just add in really quick.
This one, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this appropriation is directly to the Student Assistance Commission.
So it's administered through Student Assistance.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And so what will end up happening, Mr. Chair, is a returning veteran who is wishing to go to school will work with their financial aid department.
At the school,
mm-hmm. Determine where the gaps lie, and these will be resources to help fill some of those gaps.
Okay. Can I answer your questions, Representative Wisnett?
Mr. Chair, the federal program is almost inclusive. It pays for your education. My point, again, is the Department of Education, this program is not a new program. It's over a 10-year program, and the Department of Education has never put one troop through it. So, we still have duplication.
I think you've raised enough questions that we will be adding some emphasis to that and probably get something out to the colleges that will make it abundantly clear that those are available through the department, and that let's make sure that they're notified and that they have that information, and that we, if we have not utilized the program in the past, that it's appropriate that we start working towards that.
And let me add, Mr. Chair, we also directed those folks to come back to the e-board after a period of time to show us their performance measures and to show us the progress of how these experimental, if you will, line items are moving forward, because we want to make sure that we are benefiting the veterans and getting the biggest bang for the buck.
Sounds good. Representative Lockton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just add that Colonel Caldwell also described in great detail the efforts that they have already made in order to get out the information both to the military at the federal level, locally at the Guard, the universities, and the Department of Education, so that they're ready as troops start coming home now. So I think they're already one step ahead.
Great. It sounds like, and thank you very much, Representative Wisnett, for bringing that up. It sounds to me like if it has in the past been an underutilized program, that there's enough information available that we should do that. And I think your point being that we should make sure that students are aware, or military folks are aware that they have that option, and then should they need additional, the potential through the student assistance will be available for them. So not that you're opposed, but more in support of getting the other one used. Great. Additional discussion? Objections? Without objection, so order. Close the work session. Colleagues, to announce, tomorrow morning there will be subcommittee meetings, so watch the posting tonight. We will have a House budget tomorrow afternoon again, and planning for full on Saturday, both sub and joint. So, committees, right?
Mr. Chair, that on Saturday we're intending at this point to have the Joint Ways and Means Committee meet again. There'll be a special subcommittee named, and then there'll be a hopefully for in the morning, and then a full Joint Ways and Means Committee sometime in the afternoon, according to our current plans.
Okay, so we've got that for tomorrow and Saturday.
We have the Sabbath off, correct?
That's what we're hoping for.
Thank you.
Good.
You might have enough.
We don't know that for sure, so don't necessarily plan on that. Okay, have a great day. Meet you during dinner.
Don't plan on